Last week, presidential hopeful Barack Obama gave a big speech about the race issue. And that speech was an attempt to answer questions about his support for his former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, who's made some blunt comments about America and the racial divide. Now, if Senator Obama had to give the race speech, and then earlier, remember, Mitt Romney had to give the faith speech, does Hillary Clinton have to give the husband speech? Joining us are Slate's Emily Bazelon and Dahlia Lithwick. They are contributing writers to a column on gender and politics called The Double X Factor at Slate.com. Welcome back to Day to Day. And I've just heard this question. I've seen it online. I've seen it written about. Does Senator Clinton have to give the husband speech? And Dahlia Lithwick, such an easy question. Let's start with you.
Well, I think there's two questions in your question. One is, should she? And I think the very obvious answer is she shouldn't. There's really nothing to be gained politically. For one thing, her husband is old news. Obama had to deal with something that had just kind of clipped him in the past few days, and he had to deal with Wright. Moreover, Obama had a very different problem with race than Hillary has with gender. So I think, at least as a pragmatic advice kind of point, I would never advise her to give the gender/husband speech. But then Tim Noah wrote in Slate he would never have advised Obama to give the race speech, and it turned out a smashing success.
I also think that gender is playing differently from race in this campaign, and in part that has to do with the inflammatory nature of Reverend Wright's remarks. That was a flashpoint, and we haven't had a similar parallel flashpoint for gender yet, I don't think.
I would argue that we have, because the revelation about Governor Spitzer in New York just dominated news for a week. And then the embarrassing kind of admissions following up of Governor Patterson raises again this whole issue of fidelity in public life and what it means. I mean, it's a huge question for families in America. And when you see it played out on the public stage, we all kind of get about it.
The difference is the big gender flashpoints for Hillary Clinton in this campaign over and over again have had to do with her being a victim. Think about that tear in New Hampshire. So I think that the reason this Bill Clinton thing does not hurt or even touch Hillary the way the Reverend Wright touched Obama is because she's always very adroitly played herself as the victim of Bill's philandering. So she doesn't have to own this the way Obama had to own the Reverend Wright. Nobody's going to say, account for your husband's infidelity and what it meant to you, because it just looks like it's victimizing her more.
You know, your Slate colleague, John Dickerson, the political writer, commenting on email traffic back and forth between you two just circulating among Slate people, said that actually the tactical politics of what you're talking about is the least interesting element of this debate. It's not about the politics. It's just about how this all makes you feel about, I guess, about ourselves. And then Senator Clinton is a political figure who just is a representative and symbolic figure in this.
What we are on that blog is women who are trying very hard to work through what we see as this very seminal moment in American politics. We're finally catching up to our sort of foremothers of the 1970s, to the second wave feminists. And there's this chasm between their experience and ours, and we're trying to work it out. It seems to me that's exactly what Obama was trying to do, work out this huge generational divide between himself and this very influential figure, the Reverend Wright, trying to say, I understand what you've been through. Thank you for shattering the barriers that were in your way so that I could sort of slide through. But here's where you're wrong. Here's where I need to disavow it. And it seems that that's exactly what the women's movement is grappling with. I think what it's fascinating really is as a Rorschach test of what we're going through as a society on these very divisive issues of religion, race, gender, that we didn't see coming. I mean, we didn't know we were going to be having these conversations, and now we're beset by them. And that's why I sort of would love to hear Hillary Clinton step in and say, okay, I'm going to just address head on what's going on between the genders in this campaign. Here's what it means to me, and here's how to fix it.
Dahlia Lithwick and Emily Bazelon, they're contributing writers to the Double X Factor blog at Slate.com. Dahlia, Emily, thank you again.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
By the way, we've already had email from you on this subject. Maybe we'll have more. We're going to read letters tomorrow. Write us day-to-day at npr.org.